Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook is discontinuing sales of the Oculus Go. The Oculus Store will stop accepting Go apps or updates after December 4th and stop adding Oculus Go apps December 18th. Oculus also announced it will introduce a way to distribute Oculus Quest apps outside of the Oculus Store without needing to sideload starting in 2021. Protocol sources say Amazon is, quote, actively pursuing deals to license live linear TV programming. Job listings indicate Amazon may add live programming to its Prime Video service. One job listing mentions concerts, political debates, and news, in addition to existing streams of live sports. Other listings mention live TV broadcasters and cable networks as potential partners. Another listing says, quote, we are building next-gen linear catalog systems to provide best-in-class linear TV experience to Prime Video customers. Microsoft released a public preview of its Defender antivirus software for Android to commercial customers. Microsoft Defender ATP for Android will show up in a company's dashboard with the option to deploy it to employee devices. Defender for Android can also scan for malicious apps on the phone, detect and block malicious websites, and infected phones can be blocked from accessing company resources until fixed. Microsoft Defender ATP for Linux also exited preview today and entered general availability. Adobe announced Flash Player support will end December 31st. Users should uninstall Flash Player software on their devices before the end of the year. The new head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, Michael Pack, fired the CEO, president, and board of the Open Technology Fund, or OTF. The OTF has supported the development of prominent encryption projects like Tor, Signal, Tails OS, Cubes, and more to circumvent surveillance and censorship in order to help democracy activists in repressive regimes. Recently, the OTF has been lobbied to limit its funding only to projects affecting China and also promoting closed-source projects. Before she was fired, CEO Libby Liu had announced her intention to resign over these concerns. Brazil has suspended WhatsApp's right to operate mobile payments a week after the feature launched. MasterCard and Visa, which are used by WhatsApp to handle payments, have been asked to suspend money transfers on WhatsApp. Brazil's central bank suggests it did not get to analyze the WhatsApp system prior to launch. WhatsApp Pay launched in a limited test in India 2 years ago and is also available as a test in Mexico. Brazil is WhatsApp's first nationwide pay rollout. NVIDIA released a driver update to support Microsoft DirectX 12 Ultimate. A key component of DirectX 12 Ultimate is ray tracing, which is supported on NVIDIA's RTX line of cards. The new NVIDIA drivers also support hardware-accelerated GPU scheduling in Windows 10, which lets the video card manage its own memory for improved performance and reduced latency. Politico sources say the U.S. Department of Justice and several state attorneys general have spoken to several companies unhappy with how Apple controls its App Store. The sources say these conversations are a sign the U.S. is gathering information needed to start an antitrust investigation. The EU announced two antitrust investigations into Apple on June 16th, one into the App Store and the other into mobile payments. Three U.S. senators introduced a bill that would require tech companies to comply with lawful access to encrypted information, even if end-to-end encrypted. End-to-end encryption, like that used in WhatsApp, makes it impossible for anyone but a user to access data without somehow cracking encryption. While not mandating how this is accomplished, the bill would require companies to comply with warrants that request user data, no matter how it was encrypted. The bill also would create a competition to offer a prize for anyone who develops a way to access encrypted data while maintaining privacy and security. The ACLU of Michigan lodged a complaint in Detroit Wednesday, alleging that a black man spent 30 hours in custody without being charged after facial recognition software mistakenly matched him with a shoplifting suspect. The match was made from Michigan State Police's Digital Image Analysis section, which uses software from Rank 1 Computing. Michigan Police and Rank 1 guidelines both say arrests should not be made on the basis of facial recognition. GM launched an OnStar app in Canada and the United States for Android and iOS called Guardian. If you have an active OnStar plan, as many as 8 people can use safety features whether or not they're in a car. This includes emergency advisors, location sharing, and roadside assistance. Mobile crash response can also detect a collision using a phone's motion sensing, and in Android, automatically connect you to OnStar. Finally, Olympus announced it will sell its camera business to Japan Industrial Partners, or JIP. JIP previously bought the VAIO computer business from Sony and will continue to develop products under the Olympus brands such as OMD and Zuiko. Olympus's main business will remain medical equipment. The deal is expected to close later this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.